Questions?
Je ni som tambo korai.
Let me say in the very beginning of this morning's talk, when you were presenting the basic syllogism, I thought, of the talk, where you're saying that all phenomena are unborn because they do not arise from any of the four extremes. And then after that, if I understood correctly, you said that from the Svatantra position, then one would have to add the word ultimately, but not from the Prasangika view. And I was wondering if there's anything more than just technical or formal going on there, uh-huh. And if there really is a difference in views. Mm-hmm. And in particular, I take it that the Svatantras add that the word ultimately in order to affirm that relatively things do arise, probably from other, I guess. But does that mean the Prasangas don't affirm that from a relative point of view?
De nado che va me pa do sona. Le che va. Ne rangi lo la den dan par che va me te den dan par de yar go gindo sun sona. Te yar go ve yum sun de re rangi pe lo la kun sok de che va yo pa do gi ore ve. Tene galsi kun sok de che va jo pa ina. Tene shen kierve, shen le kierve.
Ore. Re, ta ranji bilo la, tanjur bilo la, denpa ni char chewa ma do pre. Don tambar chewa ma se kunzo toyang chewa me pre.
Yeah, according to the prasangikas, then ultimately phenomena are unborn, relatively they are also unborn, or deceptively they are also unborn.
Re tene ranje belo la don tambar chewa yo mare thani de chewa yo pre.
Yeah, though in terms of the Svatantrikas, ultimately phenomena are unborn, but on a relative level there is production or arising of phenomena. Conventional level. So this conventional production or birth then occurs in dependence upon the coming together of many causes and conditions. So the Svatantrikas then do assert birth or production only in relation to birth or production as the outcome of the collective force of causes and conditions. They do not assert production from, for example, other. They do not assert production from any of the four extremes.
What is Tanikura? Ah, Chisubo.
Chang Chimbari.
Ore.
Tanikiva Kilengi.
Gandhis.
tene changchen be lote chene na ta ta leche wa kelen gi na te de tsu gi pengen kar yo re konzo gi gone
a ta jin be ore che
changchen be tene tene tenzo gone tenzo shaving ola ta leche wa kelen na pengen kar yo re de khosne
Tanjin Belola, Dalit Ever Kelana.
Tene Debatella Penyon Cariore.
Ah, Re Tene Concert, Concert, Chevachik, Killing over it, Chevati, Yinli Chevatang. Nikale chevata jumile cheva kelinga yamare mopo dale chevate yabore samad
re
kares deksne ha
kon samlo tan
are tate kandas jo ha
ye
re Karasana, Yin Lichavata, Nika, Nika Lichavata, Jimmy Lichavala, Rikunesi, Yere, Tinik Mubuda Lichavala, Rikunesi, Yer Maria, put his own ways. Tendo in Sarah. Had a joke of the challenge, you couldn't overcome it.
I'm not clear about the question. Can you say it to me?
So,
Chiranji, Johnny,
One of the hardest things to understand about this particular refutation of production from self, I've always found, is why it is that the Samkhya system would assert this position in the first place. So I was asking Rinpoche what it was that they saw advantageous about that particular position that led them to take that as their standpoint. And Rinpoche replied that it's simply that they found the other three positions to be worse. The production from self, production from both self and other, and production causelessly were, as they said, were positions that are easily refuted by reasoning. So they took the other position as the best alternative. That's all.
Are Kelam Jimson de Chitang, Tanjim below la Jetso be lonely, Jetso be lonely, then it two times just some wonder, but eh? Then it Jetso be lonely, two times just some more, the bad Latin de Daki Kelango.
In fact, then production from self as asserted in the Sankhya tradition is as follows. The Sankhya tradition asserts what may be called the primal substance, and out of the expanse of the primal substance phenomena arise according to this tradition, and that is then what is termed production from self.
Chenna chitta tanjin bilo la chobi long le nanjur ji chwe tam jie songwa re. Tene ji so tharpa tharpa kaab so nanjur ji chwe tam jie chobi long long to temro bando ba ye wale.
Nanjur ji chwe so na nanjur de?
Nanjur ji chwe. Te chunjo kaab so yuwa.
Nanjur
ji chwe se de tene zubda taro rikza la so.
Nanjur
dina karila kogu gulo? Nanjur pata, nanjur ma mare. Zugda taro rikzat sori e chata.
Tene dine zugda taro rikza la soba shalgi yore, tene sangye kandu sunsu? Tarpa toba.
Sangye pa kasa nanjur ji chu nam zobi leng sangye zise maro.
Tarpa
toba kasa. Tarpa toba kasa, tene nanjur ji chu nam zobi leng temro kasa.
So according to this tradition, then all objects of the senses, all phenomena arise out of this expanse of the primal substance. When liberation has been attained, then phenomena are absorbed back into this expanse of the primal substance. This tradition, the Sankhya tradition, followers of this tradition could, well, literally, the word means the enumerators. This tradition then enumerates 25 different phenomena within which all phenomena are included. That's why this tradition has this name.
Yeah, that chick mine.
Rinpoche. Was the Sankhya?
Yes.
Is that view based on their meditation experience? And if so, how did they wrongly perceive their meditation experience so that they would have a different view?
De Changchen Pei Thawa De Gomgi Nyamlong Latene Chungarave Dangpo. Tene Galsi Gomgi Nyamlong Latene Chungvaina Tene Khonsu Gi Lokta De Kandre Kevare.
Re. Tene Gomje Nyamlong Layang Trupayang Sigare.
Well, it is, generally speaking, then possible that confusion arise within a meditational experience or as a result of meditation. That's possible.
Chetan gom la nyamnyong madawa mambo yungun do nyamnyong teso lai khen pa ta chapa mepa go nitini nyamnyong le de go isar. Tato nyamnyong le de go.
So, if one meditates, one will have various experiences. It's then important not to conceive of these as real and solid, not to be attached to these experiences, because ultimately one has to go beyond experiences. Generally speaking, there are three things in relation to the practice of a certain tradition, whatever the tradition may be. There is intellectual understanding, then there is experience, and then there is realization. So in dependence upon listening to teachings and reflecting upon their meaning, one develops an intellectual understanding. So with intellectual understanding, one means that one has come to a decisive understanding of the teachings. One has come to the point where one thinks, well, this is really so.
Tene kova te tusam te kova tsan yinpe se na magona nyamnyong yungu yomare.
So, since this is only an intellectual understanding that is developed in dependence upon listening to teachings and reflecting upon their meaning, no experience is involved. Experience then arises in dependence upon the practice of meditation. Then, as was said, one needs to take up the understanding one has acquired through listening and reflecting. One has to take up that understanding into the practice of meditation, and then one will have some experience.
tene ta nyamnyo tela mandra ba na so ba yong wa rena.
And as was said, one will have various experiences.
Pena malare pe song yore namjor pe nyamnyo na sa je ma cha ba mandra ba yong re song do.
Milarepa has said that a yogi has an inconceivable number of different experiences, has inconceivable experiences.
The marpa lo ta le dawnga thop te tene lobda ta nya tra phok la da ba chu kik la da jan de na gom yu ro wa te gom te da ba chu kik gom pa nyam nyong te tene marpa lo ta le hyu no ga te ka so song yu re
tra phok ki ning kan de san san
ta nya
ta nya
lobda ta nya tra phok
Milarepa, finally having received instructions from Marpa, made a retreat that lasted for 11 months. He was walled in a cave called Tanya, which is in the southern part of Tibet. At the end of the retreat, he then related all his different experiences to Marpa, and it's at that point he said that a yogi has inconceivable experiences.
Then lobda tanda lobda tanya tapok te marpa lota yoksa lo trobo longa tha nyewo chile yore.
So this cave called Tanya in the southern part of Tibet is situated very close to Marpa's home, which is also obviously in the southern part of Tibet, a part called Lhotra.
That thick of the Songpala, the name Gombalatin, the Nyamyung, Nyamnang Mandava, Mambo Yungarete, Chineji, Nyamnang Mandava, Mambo Yungarete, Yelinying Bochea, maybe call us on the one.
Chinigin Yamnang.
Chineji Yamnang.
So at this point, Milarepa said to Marpa that when practicing calm abiding or shamatha, innumerous experiences arise, but these experiences are hollow. They are nothing in themselves.
Tela nyamnyong tan nyamnang la to cheba yosar karasana nyamnyong se che te gom jabal tin 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 den de ji yimbadra sambe yichi ji nyamnyong chik da nyamnang se che te tene nawa mandaba shago yorwa.
So in terms of experience, one can speak of two types. There is experience which by which one develops a firm confidence, a firm belief in relation to a specific thing. Then there are what one may call visions that arise out of the meditation or because of that one practices meditation, and these visions vary greatly.
Then gom jaba kap so norvate karite ni ugure se na then gom je nyamnyong la den bar khen ba da nyam je nam la den bar khen na then no thori ugure.
So one may then wonder how mistakes occur in relation to the practice of meditation. Well, these mistakes occur when one grasps the various experiences as something real and solid, and when one grasps the visions that appear as real and solid, then mistakes occur in the practice.
This is not the name, Tanda Tranjim Balolaya, the name, Transong Sercha La Sopanam. Tene gom jape nyamnyong da nyamnang la thoba yinsi gres.
So it's possible that Changsong Sercha
Tangbo de Changsong Sercha yinsi gres.
Sol jipa
po. That time, Tangjin pa lopun nam chang zhen na dikido. Tangjin pa lopun nam chang tene nyamnyong da nyamnang la thoba yinsi gres.
So it is possible that the various masters of the Sankhya tradition then in relation to their practice of meditation, it is possible that mistakes occurred in dependence upon them grasping experiences and visions as something real.
Then
So it is then very important not to be attached to whatever experiences arise, to whatever visions arise in terms of the practice of meditation. And obviously, in our case, that's related to the Buddhist tradition. Then realization refers to the direct realization of the ultimate truth, direct realization of the true nature, the true mode of being. So in terms of intellectual understanding, if the understanding is not put into the practice of meditation, then it will vanish, it will perish. It's very unstable.
Then
there is experience which is somewhat more stable than intellectual understanding, though if there is no continuity in the practice of meditation, experiences as well will vanish. Whereas if there is direct realization of the ultimate truth, then no changes will occur. So the case may be that the followers of the Sankhya tradition, the enumerators, then were confused with respect to their experiences.
Yeah.
Are there other questions?
Mama Manjitu.
Rinpoche, yesterday you talked about 10 samenesses, and that I understand is the view. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit.
Pardon? You said you understand that as the view?
I understand that is the view.
The view of which tradition?
Of the Madhyamika.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if Rinpoche could say something more about practicing according to that view and action that comes out from that view.
Re nyamnye chote cheta nyamnye chote tangpo je karma pa mjo dorji thaju trupi khingdale tangpo je te doendang je nyamba tang goba juma la soba doenji nyamba te kunzob je nyamba tang choba te tenpa nyika nyamnye isong.
According to Mikyo Dorje, the eighth karmapa, then the first eight samenesses are related to the ultimate. The ninth sameness, which then spoke of seven things in relation to sameness, is sameness in relation to the deceptive or relative. And then we have the tenth sameness, which is related to both the ultimate and the relative or deceptive.
Tene nyamne se pakap so tanda tene ben nyamni nyamni tangbo je te telen ni ki tempo ni na tene nyamba ni ji nga de nyamba ri ya ne gongwe.
In terms of the first eight samenesses related to the practice of meditation, one then first has to develop certainty of what these are and what they mean and so forth. Having developed such certainty, one then proceeds to rest within that understanding of sameness, which amounts to that one rests within sameness.
Tene cheva meba tokso te apena dambo cheva meba nyamba ni to na tele te de tene yang nyam ni yin de su tam je te to lawo yong go yore to go.
Then in terms of realization of sameness, we have the one related to that phenomena are unborn, that all phenomena are the same or equal in that they are unborn. Independence upon realizing that unbornness, so to speak, then the other, that realization will facilitate realization of the other nine samenesses.
Dona nyamni chopo te chikchar do le tambo chikchar do to thogo yo mare nyamni chu inani chik chobo tambo to na tene ti rikpa ti samno ta na nyamni jin da ta su to thogo yo.
So it's then quite difficult in terms of a beginner to realize all the ten samenesses simultaneously. Therefore, one focuses on one of them. Having realized one of them, then the others will be realized easily.
Tene tongpa ni te gonchor ji chepa la, tene oma rangyo yi tang tangchor ji chepa yungu yore.
In terms of meditating on emptiness, there are differences in relation to different approaches. In terms of the Majjhimaka tradition, there are then differences between the two sub-schools, the Svatantrikas and Prasangikas.
Ranjiv ji lo so, tene tongjang namka tabi ngang la, tene tse chik di gyakpa yinpar, kizan zolo song duwa.
In his Treasury of Knowledge, Jamgung Kongtrul, the first says that with respect to the practice of meditation on emptiness in relation to the Svatantrikas, one is to rest one-pointedly within space-like emptiness.
Then the lay tambo gomba kaso tambo ne tuta jingang the nyambar yo togo yo mare tene trupa tanda denba trupa la sopa kakpa tene tongjang mega namka tabu ngangto tse chitu jana gom devo yo mare.
In terms of a beginner, then for a beginner it's not possible to immediately rest in a state which is totally free from mental fabrications. So for a beginner, then the Svatantrika approach is quite good. True existence or inherent existence is first negated or refuted. Having refuted that, one then rests within that negation of true existence, which is, so to speak, an absolute negation. That practice is then termed, or at that point, the practitioner rests one-pointedly within what is termed space-like emptiness. Space-like emptiness then refers to an absolute negation. It amounts to resting within an absolute negation of true existence. According to Shantideva in his Bodhicharyavatara, in the ninth chapter of On Wisdom, he there says that meditation on nothingness at one point or another, sooner or later, must be abandoned. By this, he says that first one then, as was said, focuses upon a mere nothingness, an absolute negation of true existence, which is, so to speak, a subtle conceptualization of emptiness that at one point or another has to be given up.
Malarepe chanson to denbar madropata cheyam madropala semte te mikpate te gombate nelong thatok mare te inaya le tangbo pala loi denjin dokwale phengire songdo.
Milarepa has said in this context to focus upon the absence of true existence, to focus upon a mere nothingness is not to meditate on the ultimate or the true nature, though it's very beneficial with respect to counteract the tendency one has to conceive of existence as something real and solid, as truly existent. So, as we saw, according to Shantideva in his Bodhisattvatara, and according to Milarepa, and Jamgon Kongdrul the First in his Treasury of Knowledge, the part which presents the stages of meditation, then this type of meditation, where one focuses upon a mere nothingness, is then the meditational approach of the Svatantrikas. So the reason for why this meditation is not ultimate is that when one focuses upon a mere nothingness, when one focuses upon the absence of true existence, there is a subtle conceptualization of emptiness. At that point, one actually grasps at a mere nothingness. One conceptualizes emptiness as a mere nothingness. Therefore, this approach is not ultimate. And since one at that point in a very subtle way conceptualizes emptiness or grasps emptiness as a mere nothingness, one has not achieved a state free from mental fabrication. There is still grasping. Then there is the meditational approach in terms of the prasangikas. The object of meditation is then dharmata, free from mental fabrications, that is to say emptiness, free from mental fabrications. The mind which meditates, the meditator, is then to merge with the object. Both the object and the meditator are to be free, totally free from mental fabrications, and they are to merge with each other so that they become inseparable. So there is no object of meditation and a meditator as two separate things. This process of merging is then said to be like water poured into water. In brief, all mental fabrications of existence, non-existence, and so forth are to be pacified. So if there is an if there is something focused upon, then there is also a mind which focuses upon that.
Mig yer yona mig bayer
mig bayer mig yer tenyetur. Mig padina sava sepe tigravala.
Look, me but.
Yeah. So if there is if there is something focused upon, an object focused upon, then there is someone focusing upon that. And if there is someone who focuses, then there is an object focused upon. These two are then mutually dependent, object and subject. In the Bodhicayavatara, in the 9th chapter again on wisdom, Shantideva says that when there is a direct realization of emptiness, at that point then nothing remains before mind. Nothing remains before mind, such as existence, non-existence, and so forth. And since nothing remains before mind at that point, when emptiness has been realized directly, then there is no act of focusing, and nothing is focused upon. So at that point, a state in which all mental fabrications have been totally pacified is achieved.
Then hirab level song ba kap son thi ten ni thok ta kang ga nam kha la pa ga sen thok kang ga nam kha la pa thok kang ga nam kha la pa ni song yin thon de kan thok se de 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 ka se de ta a te ga sen ngoi ta ngoi me ta lo yin de na me ne ba te se na ba yin ne ba me ba me ba ra du ke se ki ba kap ten ni song ma to ko song ja ji me ba cha ba nam tha de ra wo du ba
nam ka ne
nam tha la te da Tetar
Sumbare. So Shantideva, when teaching the Bodhicayavatara, taught it directly, spontaneously. When he taught the 9th chapter on wisdom, he is said to have risen and remained in space above his throne. This high, this, I suppose this. It's a meter or it whatever. We may say it's a meter. So he rose up into the air and remained there while teaching the 9th chapter on wisdom. When he came to the verse which was just mentioned, at that point he rose further into space, so high up into space that the people listening could no longer see him, so they only heard his voice from above in space as he spoke that verse.
Dena jarse kheba la tenin kheba yinba ma ze teni toni ngon som do tok pa teni tro thop yang.
So not only was Shantideva a great scholar, he was also a great yogi that had direct realization of emptiness. So it's good to read the Bodhicayavatara again and again. In Tibet, all different practitioners would study this text, the Bodhicayavatara, whether the practitioners emphasized study or meditation. So Chandrakirti as well was a great accomplished yogi who had direct realization of emptiness. At one point, he drew a cow, and what is it called in English? Yeah, and he milked it, fed the monks with the milk.
Padden dawa trape remote pe palo oma yipate tanda nyamni yibtare songdo de boje kepa chembo genden chimber seva ji songero konke remu palo oma yipate chu tam je nyamba ni yibta tem bare song.
So according to the great Tibetan scholar Gendun Chöpa, this then is a sign of sameness, namely that Chandrakirti milked this drawing of a cow. It indicates sameness, the fact that all phenomena are sameness.
Namdo ge dengin ye pa kap so remu pa ta pa ngoma le che pa yo re ma to namdo ge tre pa tham che le tro so na tene remu pa ta pa ngoma le che pa me ba yim na
namdo ge dengin ye pa kap so tene
remu pa ta pa ngoma le che pa yo re ba ya
la so
ina ya ngo ba la namdo ge Nelo Rangan Uni Chepa Mevare, Namto Kutreba Tamte, Torb Kapso, Remu Pata Pang Omala Chepa Mevare.
So, in the case of someone who apprehends things as real and solid, who then is involved in a conceptual way of thinking, then there is a difference between a real cow and a drawing of a cow. On the other hand, in the case of someone who has freed him or herself from all mental fabrications, there is no difference.
Pena malam to remola tepe pata pangane ni la tene oma yemile chepa yongo yemare.
If one then dreams of a drawing of a cow and what one thinks is a real cow, in terms of milking these cows, there is no difference.
Tene mala dene remu pa wa dene pa ngene o sam pe nam do gen zin pa ye pa kap so ko ni le che pa ye ba re te nam do le tin tin gyu re nam do le tin so wa re de
la den chen yu na
dene remu pa re pa ngene ma re dene pa ngene re sam pe nam do ge de gin ye pa kap so che pa ye ba re Te nando la ra le bare ma to yo rang ngo ne che ba yim ra mlam to so.
So though for the conceptual mind there is a difference, the moment one thinks this is a drawing of a cow, this is a real cow, there is a difference. Though if one considers the essence of the things dreamt of, the essence of an object, in this case, or of objects, in this case, a drawing of a cow and a real cow, then there is no difference since both are dreamt of, since both appear in a dream. According to Jamgon Kongtrul I in his Treasury of Knowledge, there are no differences in relation to mistaken and unmistaken relative situations. They are equal with respect to producing an effect or performing a function. That then, according to Jamgon Kongtrul, indicates sameness, is a sign of sameness, that in fact there is no difference between these two aspects of the relative aspect of existence, mistaken and unmistaken.
The Karasana Yanda Kunzo Nimu Patang, Loba Kunzo, Timo Melange Patnila, Tene Trupemola Nicala, Oma Yere, Oma Yogi, Yamba Yere, Manturpemola Nicatene Madopanyabare.
So, we have the unmistaken aspect of the relative aspect of existence, That would then relate to a cow.
A cow.
A cow met with during the day in the waking state. Then we have the mistaken aspect, which relates to a dream cow. In terms then of a confused mind, there is no difference in relation to these two aspects. In terms of the confused mind, both can be milked. One can milk the cow during the day and obtain milk. When one dreams, one may milk the cow in the dream and dream that one obtains milk. So in both cases, an effect is produced, a function is performed. Tene nipa de
ringo la nika ma ro panya ba
la re kande
lo tro pe ngore
la re di la sa ba
re atene ringo ma tro pe longo to da chue si je ringo nika ma ro panya ba
though in terms of a mind that analyzes existence or phenomena as to their true nature, both lack true existence, and for that reason, they are equal or sameness.
So that
is to say, in terms of a mind free from confusion, these two cows are equal in that they have no true existence.
Tala Tomi de Pepata, Namka Tokye Zeba, so Namfandova Namka Tokye Zeba.
Ore, Lare,
Namka Tokye Zeba, the so young Yamni, Yamni, in the Tad, the Tempari.
So then, in terms of the biography of Milarepa, it is told that at one point he went through rocks. Their solidity didn't obstruct him at all, but space did. These various, so to speak, miracles that he performed then teaches or indicates sameness.
So
if one realizes that ultimately there is nothing but sameness, if one realizes ultimate emptiness or sameness, then the ninth sameness will be realized, which is then related to the relative world, to the phenomenal world. At that point, one then realizes that relative phenomena are illusion-like, dream-like, and so forth. That is then according to the empty of self approach, which then belongs to the Majjhimaka tradition. So then we have another tradition or branch of the Majjhimaka tradition, the empty of self approach, the empty of other approach. According to this tradition, then one ultimately is to rest within the great and non-conceptual luminosity. So in terms of this tradition, the true nature of mind is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, and one then is to rest naturally within that inseparability.
So
In terms of this tradition, then, the ultimate truth is wisdom free from mental fabrications, and one then is to rest naturally within that wisdom. Rinpoche says that these different approaches to the meditations related to each of these systems have been clearly presented in a book called The Progressive Stages of Meditation on Emptiness, which Shenpen has translated from the Tibetan. Rinpoche says he thinks these different approaches to meditation will be clear to you if you read that book.
Tela gom ki yore tini tava ya ja chembu yo mare te tava tava remba sundo du di yo mare tava.
So in relation to each tenet, the view is explained in brief along with the practice of meditation.
Oh, tena. Ore. Tan dor do na ta o me lo la nyam ja do tro ba tam je nye wari. Nyam ja do ton ta ba de ba ngon sum do to na ji thop ji juma.
Then in brief, according to the Majjhimaka tradition, if there is direct realization of the ultimate truth within meditation, within meditative equipoise, then in the post-meditational phase there will be realization of relative phenomena as illusion-like and dream-like. Speaking of the view and meditation of the empty of self approach, and then proceeds to present the view and meditation of the empty of other approach. Then, considering this, one may agree with Jamgum Kongtrul the First and the great Pandita Shakya Chodin. Both then say that the empty of self approach is the lesser Majjhimaka tradition. It is a tradition independence upon which one acquires certainty in dependence upon listening to teachings and reflecting upon their meaning. And the empty of other approach, or the empty of other tradition, is the greater Majjhimaka tradition, since it is a meditational approach. So one can relate this to the teachings given by Milarepa, where, as was said, he starts out speaking of the empty of self approach and then proceeds teaching the empty of other approach. In those days, there was no question of refuting one tradition and establishing another. Milarepa then presented these different systems in this order, independence upon his direct realization of the ultimate truth, a realization which then arose within meditation. So considering this, one can conclude that the two scholars mentioned are right in stating that the empty of self-approach is the lesser Majjhimaka, and the empty of other approach is the greater Majjhimaka. Then there are some teachings on the Madhyamaka tradition given by Milarepa to Tsiringma. That part is then called the perfect teachings on the Madhyamaka tradition, a perfect description of the Madhyamaka tradition. And in these songs, Milarepa starts out presenting the empty of self approach and then proceeds to teach about the empty of other approach.
Gomi gomba poyami jibani devoko da yihi me la so bo so yore de so rang don de pare
gomi
gomba poyami gomba po me be sena gome ba gomba po me na gomi gomar ba gomi gomba poyami jibani de ba dal se ma bu yore
de
de devoko da yihi me jib ba de so e rang don de pare.
So in the beginning of these teachings, Milarepa says that there is no meditation, there is no meditator, and then he enumerates a lot of things. He concludes by saying there is no fruition, that is to say there are no kayas, there is no wisdom. These teachings then accord with the empty of self approach.
Namchi Mantong Yehin Tong Semchi Mantong Sanjian Tong Song Barete and the Yen Tong Tabat.
After that, Milarepa proceeds to say that the Kongi Namchi Tong is Namchir Tang.
Number Hiban Tong Maso Yehin Tong Song Kongre.
Milarepa continues to say that. I have not seen or perceived consciousness. I have seen wisdom. I have not seen sentient beings. I have seen Buddhas. These teachings then accord with the empty of other approach. So this would amount to that Milarepa says or means by this that an externally oriented consciousness has no true existence. Therefore, he says, I have not seen consciousness. I have not seen the consciousness. I have seen wisdom, meaning that he has a direct realization of, a direct experience of the true nature of mind, which is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, or wisdom free from mental fabrications.
Tene mantong bare yehi dong bare.
De tene yeshi de denpa do pare song yor de.
Yehi ta ngon som to top ke jar denpa do ma do ke jar. Re.
Tenjik.
Re. Ta te o ma je pa ta bu ndu sam no ta na tene ran dong ta dang ma ke pa yin do ran dong de tu sam ji tin lem be ze o ma ta yin dong gon ba nyam nin ji o ma yin ba ta yor.
So if one considers these teachings given by Milarepa, these teachings on the Madhyamaka tradition, one can see that in fact the empty of self approach is the lesser Madhyamaka, independence upon which one acquires certainty through listening and reflecting, and the empty of other approach is then the greater Madhyamaka, which is related to the practice of meditation, which is related to experiences then arising in meditation. So it's a meditational approach. So Rinpoche thinks that it might be a good idea to study these songs by Milarepa, which then teaches the Majjhimaka approach, that are a perfect teaching on the Majjhimaka approach, along with other songs that teach this subject matter.
The Kama Pamajo Dorji Po Kanjinji Jongje Oma.
According to the 8th Karmapa, Mikyo Dorje, then in the snowy lands of in the snowy land of Tibet, Milarepa is the supreme among all masters of the Majjhimaka tradition, because he taught this tradition independent upon his direct realization of the ultimate truth, his direct realization of the middle way or Majjhimaka tradition. So this was then a brief explanation on how to meditate or the practice of meditation within this system, the Majjhimaka tradition.
Oh, my chung looks like that.
Tangible Luchina.
You can say it after in English.
Would you rather I ask it in English?
No, you can say the whole thing in English after, no? Mm-hmm. I rest.
Tangible Luchina, Tene. Tashila Jeva Gunzop the young Kelangi Marwa Tanjube Luruba
Tai Yele Jeva
Tashila Jevala Tene Ranjube Luchena Ten Tamgi Checha Jagurwa Sung Sunga Tene Tanjube Luchena Ten Tamgi Checha Jagur Yomare Sung Sunga Tene
Tendanji Chepper Jagumare
Jagur
Ranjube Lola Tendanji Chepper Jaguire
Tanda Tangible Lola Tanda Chepa Jago Yuma. Ten a tangible look, Chena Jewa Guns of the Young, tangible look, a land jiggy namshot, Kalingi Yomarabe. Bena Tsedilla, Le Sapa Yuna, Tse Chimala, Le Sape. Drebu, Jagi Marabe.
Re Tanjo Velola, Tundan Juzi, Jeripping all that da ni madrobesena, da madrobesena, lame day young to Bakivare madrobre. Reva, what is love? Tanjo Velola. Tendan juicy, the repetitive chut, repeated data. Repetitive, but say,
chipitze.
Don't tamper, chute data, kanzak, dani, madrobus, and a lembre, young madrobre. Carras and a chute data, kanzak, dani, mean a lende, you're about the cigarette, mother. Carras and a dam in a lende, a sulende, Reva. Don't tamper, lende, young madrobre.
So I'm trying to pursue with Rinpoche a little bit further this question about how the Svatantrika and Prasangika traditions divide about saying whether there is production ultimately or conventionally. In the Svatantrika tradition, they say there is no production conventionally. I'm sorry, there is no production ultimately, but there is production conventionally or relatively. And in the Prasangika tradition, they're saying there is neither production ultimately nor conventionally. So I was asking if the Prasangika tradition does not assert production even conventionally, how can they make a presentation of a relationship between actions that you accumulate at one time and affects what you experience at the other, such as some action that you perform in this lifetime, the effect of which you experience in a later lifetime. So Rinpoche replied that because in according to the Prasangika tradition, neither a self of persons nor a self of phenomena is established as something true or real, then a presentation of actions at one time which have effects at a later time is also not established as something true and real. So finally, in the final point of view of the Prasangika tradition, just as all phenomena do not say have passed beyond both existence and non-existence, similarly, the presentation of actions and effects is beyond any of the extremes or any of the conceptual elaborations or mental fabrications of existence and non-existence. So if you were to make a presentation in which you said that, which you refute true existence and present on the other hand the truth of non-existence, truly established non-existence, then that really accords with the tradition of the Svatantrikas. In the tradition of Prasangika, you've passed beyond both of those extremes altogether. And Rinpoche feels that this is an extremely important point. So as for the doctrine or presentation of actions and the effects of those actions, then this is established only for a mind which has not gone through a process of analysis to see how things actually exist. You can make that kind of presentation for such a non-analytical, confused consciousness, but not for the perspective of having completed that type of analysis. In the perspective of a consciousness which analyzes for the ultimate, or which is involved in what's called ultimate analysis, then there are no assertions to be made whatsoever. We've completely passed beyond all of those. The Prasangika system will take one position just for the perspective of others, but from their own side, in their own system, they take no position whatsoever. When Miller, this is clean or pure, and this is filthy or dirty, and he's not saying this from his own perspective or according to his own view or his own system. He's saying that purely in accordance with the minds and thoughts of others.
Then
tenjibe luk tang cheta mawe luk nila cheba kari yores kashi segre
orere cheta mawe luk la chende tela cheba yoba maze cheba namsa zang yobare namsa zang gozong tanjurbe luk la tang tene cheta mawe luk la cheba yoba maze cheba namsa zang yore namda sa
How come so?
The difference is as big as between earth and space.
Oh,
you know?
So the now I'm still pursuing this a little bit further, and some people would say that if that in fact is the position of the Prasangika system, then what's the difference between them and the nihilists? So Rinpoche is beginning his answer by saying. Not only is there a difference, there's a huge difference between those two, like the difference between the earth and the sky. So, for example, in the system of the Charvaka or materialist or nihilist school, they take this lifetime to be truly existent, and they say that former lifetimes and later lifetimes don't exist at all.
Then rangong over madro patruba thamje da drava re te jimjin ji cheba ngama dan sama yang rangi ji madro pare.
Whereas in the system of the prasangikas, they say that this lifetime does not exist in terms of its own nature. It has no nature of its own. It's not truly established. And just in the same way, former lifetimes and later lifetimes have no entity of their own or not established in terms of their own nature.
Pena dunga dembar madu pare uma belola. Dev dunga dembar madu bjun sin ji dunga te che je je le ngem ba yang dembar madu pare. Sin de ye dunga dembar madu pare. Dev dunga dembar madu bse na ti jo le ngem ba yang dembar madu pare.
So, for example, then the suffering that one experiences in this lifetime is not truly existent, and because of that, the evil or unwholesome actions which one performed at a previous time, which produced the effect of suffering in this lifetime, similarly, those actions are not truly established or truly existent.
ti jo maru mebar ta dunga dembar trupare ti jo le maru pare
whereas in the system of the nihilist or the charvakas, they would say that the suffering that one experiences in this lifetime does truly exist, but that the actions which are said to have brought about that suffering, which are said to be the causes of that suffering, those actions don't exist at all.
Tena nga tsu penna tatar ji dunga te denbar maro par yapo ji to na, teni dunga ji jo yang denbar maro par to tuwe.
So for us, if we were able to understand, if we were able to realize the way in which the suffering at this time, the suffering we experience now, is not truly existent, then we'll also easily be able to understand how it is that the causes, the actions which bring about that suffering, similarly those causes are not truly existent.
Tena cheta chepatavati yona tene lende la lander zogamare dunga phirgre umatavala tente tene dunga thamche nyevar cheto gre chepartava chende dembate ke le jumde mebar tene cheta rawa cheta yo na cheta chepa yina tene geva dog mare dekha pang mare tise na dekha geva ma dog dekha se to je tene dunga phir gre
phirgare chenpo dogare. Chetal tena dunga chenpo dogare. Karasana gedup dikpan zogare.
If you take the view of the Charvaka or nihilistic system, then since they say that there's nothing to be taken up or adopted as a path of action, there's nothing to be abandoned, that there's no virtue which one should practice and no non-virtue which one should give up, then because one does not, one then will not practice virtue or wholesome activity, and one will not give up non-virtue or ill deeds, and consequently one's own suffering will just increase. Whereas in the system of whereas in the system of the Prasangika Madhyamakas, if you look into the nature of this suffering and see that it is inexpressible as either existing or non-existing, then you will pacify all suffering, you will be released from suffering.
Since emptiness doesn't produce suffering, there is no reason to feel it.
So then Rinpoche cited a verse from the Shantideva's, from the ninth chapter, the wisdom chapter of Shantideva's Bodhichara Avatara, in which he says that because emptiness does not produce any sort of suffering, there's no need, no purpose, no requirement that one generate or experience any fear in relation to emptiness. So if one is able to realize directly the emptiness, which is completely free from all conceptual elaborations whatsoever, then not only will one be able to pacify all suffering, to obtain release from suffering, but in fact one will attain state or rank of a Buddha.
So
therefore then Shantideva says further that for this reason one should have, without any doubt whatsoever, one ought to study emptiness, reflect on the meaning of emptiness, and practice meditation on emptiness, thereby come to realize it.
Oh yeah. Mm.
So now we will meditate a bit. The verse Rinpoche just recited is from the Mahamudra prayer composed by the third Karmapa, Rangjung Dorje.
Yizi Trabandan Sajache. Yila Sepa Tan Trabandan. Tatanda Yuk.
Later on.